Okay.
So we started the topic of what to do with old Sfarim, old Sifrei Torah. Sifrei Torah and Tashmishei Kedusha. So we already learned the Gemara Megillah, it's Mechalak between Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha. Tashmishei Kedusha is Nignazin, and Tashmishei Kedusha, Tashmishei Mitzvah is Nizrakin. We'll learn about Tashmishei Mitzvah in the next few weeks. What to do with old tzitzis, what to do with your lulav, what to do with the schach, what to do with all these things. But right now we're talking about Tashmishei Kedusha. So last week we were being magdir. What is Tashmishei Kedusha and what are Tashmishei Kedusha exactly? So we said Tashmishei Kedusha is anything which is servicing Lenoi and to give cover to the Sefer Torah, to things which are Kedusha itself. If you want to get into the Musar aspect of it, the only thing which is Kedusha itself is Torah. My chavrus are Kolodim telling that Vart. That nothing else is Kedusha itself. Everything else is around it. You know, even mezuzahs is because it contains a piece of Torah in it. And even tefillin is because it contains a piece of Torah in it. But something which does not have any shaykhis or any
directly
Torah. It could be the wicks from the Hanukkah. It could be tzitzis. It could be the only thing which is Kedusha itself is cheftzei of Torah. And the Tashmishei Kedusha is how much are you there to be mechabed the Torah. So last week we spoke about the parochas, the aron, the bima. And what about those things? And what in the bells? And all those things on the Sefer Torah. The question to move on is, okay, now how do you now that we know that Sefer Torah is Kedusha Atzma and Tashmishei Kedusha are the Tashmishin of the Kedusha, so now that we've defined what's what, even though we left one thing open-ended, we left one thing open-ended, which is we left one shayla, which is the plastic on top of the bima. And I had a stira in different svarim. Some svarim say that the plastic on top of the bima, since it's only to protect the velvet, is nothing.
Yeah, but
my taina is that the bir halacha brings down from the Vilna Gaon that even if something is only to protection and not for covet, but if it touches the kedusha itself, it maintains the kedusha. So in the sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he says it's pasha, it's garnished, it's nothing, and the plastic is nothing. It has no kedusha whatsoever. And the sefer Ginzei HaKodesh brings down. No, what do you mean? Maybe the velvet is nothing because right. The sefer Torah is not touching it, but the plastic is touching the sefer Torah.
Right.
I asked Rabbi Friedman this morning, it's a good steer. He didn't have a yeshiv either. Exactly how to look at it. I thought it was totally in the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha brings down from the Vilna Gaon that something which is Lashmira, but it's touching the Sefer Torah itself, does get Kedusha. So you should be Machmer. Now, if something is Tashmishei Kedusha, another very Shchiachtik example is bookshelves, Sfarim shanks. They're Meyuchat to hold Sfarim. So Sfarim themselves, if Rabbi Friedman gave a shiur on this last week, Sfarim themselves are the Kadosh. And even though they're printed, they're not handwritten, but Pashtus, they have Kedusha. So therefore, the Aron, just like the Aron Kodesh has Kedusha because it's meant to hold the Sefer Torah, so Svarim Shranks are meant to hold the Svarim. Svarim have Kedusha. So therefore, Pashtus, it should be Tashmishei Kedusha, the Aron.
The Aron has also rests on the floor. And until when
The Tashmish, Ditashmish is already a step removed, but the thing which is servicing the Sefer itself. So there's two Svaras to be Makel on the Svarim Shranks. One Svar to be Makel on the Svarim Shranks is
just to get rid of it when it's packed up.
That they're not holding the book itself, they're holding the cover. And the cover is Tashmishei Kedusha. So therefore it's Tashmish, Ditashmish, and Mimela, it doesn't have a problem. Now that would be good if you only put in Svarim, but let's say you put in this thing on it. All of a sudden you put in one booklet like this, all of a sudden it's holding the pages themselves. And a lot of times, bigger Sfarim, you put it down like this, is the page touching the bottom?
It is.
It is, right?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So now, if you have a big safer, see, a small safer like this, and it's bound well, so you see the safer is not really touching the bottom.
It's a little better.
But a big book, it is. So you have a good used shas, so l'chara, it's touching it's holding up the paper itself. But there's also other svaras that say that maybe the svarim shranks are the whole thing, they're only holding printed svarim, and maybe printed svarim don't have real kedusha, whatever. So lemaisa, what to do is that while there, a lot of times I'll walk into my house, and all of a sudden on my svarim shrank it was transformed into an entire Lego city. You know, like behind one book, this is the jail, and you know, and they take out one, and you know, the whole shelf is an entire matzav over there. You know, I was taking out a safer and a whole set of memory. Bam, the whole thing popped, you know, like the kid wanted to win, so he hit half the cards behind the farm. So half the cards were missing. So is that a problem? You're using the farm shanks to touch me shechol. So Lachara, I've seen people be machmer on that. You see over here, there's people leave their glasses all over the place. Reading glasses, the farm is, that so pashut? So it's not so pashut. The Maisa, most people are makel on it because it's like late bais din masa. But Maisa, you should treat it with kedusha. If you have to replace a svarim shank, also it could be it was never miyuch in a person's home. It could be it was never miyuch for svarim to begin with. In a shul, it probably wasn't miyuch for svarim. In your house, it could be lechatchila was never miyuch for svarim. So.
You have library books, and later on you changed it to some.
No, I'm just saying, in your house you have all sorts of things. You have your cookbooks, and who knows what else you have on there. You leave.
Isn't where the books are showing you what you're using it for?
I don't know. Whatever. I'm not sure. I've seen machmirim on it. I've seen most people are makel on it. But if you want to get rid of it and move and switch it out, the lechor you would have to treat it with. It's good to be machmir to treat it like tashmisha kedusha, and we'll see exactly what that means in a minute. Okay.
Does that mean the entire bookshelf? Meaning that even the top part,
Mistama. Maybe the top shelf is not miyuchad for that. Could be. It's not holding, that shelf is not holding svarim. Right.
How is the pious in the back what we learned one way back in the Zayin Kuvei
year? So now you could be masna when you're putting on your svarim. That I'm not doing this l'shem to be makdish the svarim shank.
Wouldn't say leave that the master. Most people put pictures and photos.
Okay, so that's what I said. In a private home, it could be that it was never miyuchad for svarim specifically, but in a shul it is. So it's harder to say that.
But you wouldn't have to let the shul.
Okay. So now everything which is tashmishe kedusha, you have to switch out the bima, you have to switch out the aron, you have to switch out all these things. So we said, okay, that's tashmishe kedusha. Now what do you do with it? Okay, so. First, let's start. What do you do with a Sefer Torah? An old Sefer Torah, we had, it was very, very, you know, Shchiach now, after the war. He brought back old Svarim. So what do you do with it? So, Kipshutoi, the Gemara says, you have to be going to it, you have to bury it. Right. And you shouldn't even bury it straight in the ground. You should bury it b'klicheres. L'man yamdu yomim rabim. You should surround it in something that will prevent the deterioration of the Sefer. Because otherwise you're putting it into place which it will deteriorate quickly, and therefore you should avoid it. L'man yamdu yomim rabim, the Gemara says. You're doing something to avoid the deterioration of the Sefer. That's number one. So that's what you should do with the Sefer Torah. Now, the common shaila is, I don't want to bury it. A Sefer Torah apostle, it has some sort of, is there a halacha, like a mace, for example. You have to bury it. You can't decide, you know, I want to embalm, I want to like, you know, put them on my wall, whatever. You can't do that. There's a chi of kvura. So this Sefer Torah, that's bala, it's not usable. You know, half the words are smudged, it's impossible to fix it. Is there a chi of, now by the way, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that if it costs more to fix than to bury, you're allowed to bury it.
Okay, that makes sense.
To fix it. What?
It costs more to fix than to buy a new one.
Right.
To bury.
No, because you're not allowed to bury a kosher Sefer Torah.
Because
it's a bazillion to the Sefer Torah.
But if it's just too old.
So it's not possible. You can't just bury a Sefer Torah. Yeah. No, it's possible. It's not usable. And Reb Chaim says, so therefore you would have to fix it, and it would cost more to fix it than just to buy a new one. So you may as well just buy a new one. It's too expensive, and I could die to fix it. So therefore, you're allowed to bury it. Okay, but if you move...
It doesn't just mean it's worn out, it's falling apart. It means it's actually possible.
Right. Now, does that mean, Lamaisa, that there's a chi of kvura? What's it negeya? It's negeya a few things. Number one, if you want to just leave it in the aron, it's a sefer Torah. You want to leave it, you're not planning on fixing it, but it's from the war, it's from the altar, whatever the story, it has some sort of emotional value. You want to, yeah, and you take it out by a kafis or whatever, you want to leave it in the aron. So there's two shailas on that. First of all, maybe it's ton kvura, and second of all, maybe it's a bazaar to the aron. The aron, it's a steer to the kedusha of the aron, because the aron is made to hold kosher sefer Torah, and pasul sefer Torah is a darga less. So now you're using the Aron to hold something which is less Kaddish than the Sefer Torah. So it's two shilas, right? So the Yehuda says, it's funny because we were learning this in my house Friday night, and my son on said right away, what do you mean? We did it on Shabbos. Because what happened on Shabbos a couple weeks ago? We were leaning and we found a shayla in the Sefer Torah. So what do you do right away? You wrap it up, put it back, and then take out a good one.
Right.
So he said it's chloraya that you're allowed to do that.
Oh.
So that was a good point.
Could have been a mistake.
It tells my, it's a clear proof that you're allowed to do it.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a good thing that my son thinks that everything that we do here is, you know, the riot to the halacha, so that was good. But Lemaisa, it's a good point. Lemaisa, the Noid Behuda brings that riot. The Noid Behuda says, obviously, when a person makes a Kedush of a Sefer of Aron, he has in mind that that the Kedush of the Aron should include
even
Sefer Torah Psulim, lay based in Masna on that, and he brings a riot because Shabbos morning, when she found the psul, the halach says, put it back in the arm.
Right.
So he's mechav until the Noid Behuda.
Wow.
So that's what the Noid Behuda says over here. He says...
he gave us a copy of that?
No. But I'll just read it. It says... and he says, Lemaisa, theoretically, you could fix it. Just gradually, you're not fixing it. It's too expensive. Yeah. Theoretically, it's fixable. Omnum ladina im halacha zu refefes biyadcha. The klal is, if you don't know what the halacha is, look around what people do. Puk chazimayam adabar. Umayisim b'chol yoyim. It happens all the time. Kishim otziyin toes b'shabbos. B'shas kriyas ha-toyra. When you find the psul, machzir and sefer zeh la'aron. Umayitziyin achar. Hare, you see, she'af sefer zeh nimtza psul l'shaita, you found to be pasul, afilach, machzir and la'aron ha-koydesh. You put it back, ha-miyuchad l'sfarim ha-ksherim, which is made to use the kosher sfarim. So obviously it's not a stira. And he says,
you can't just be that someone just, they've been doing it wrong this whole time because they didn't know this exactly.
No, that's a proof that that's your das. That's a proof that that was your das when you made the arm to begin with. And therefore, he says, that's a riot. Good. What?
Right,
because then you'll say, well, everyone also, when they do psicha, three people ask, when we do psicha, we put our sitter down in the middle of the arm and
that
that's
takasa.
That's the kasher. So it's, you know, not everything that everyone does is a raya, but this is, I assume, is done up by the rabbanim. Who's saying that the sefer Torah is possible? The rav. So some of the rav is telling you to put it back. So.
What about the candle they put in with it?
All the old mantles, all the old yogas, so they have the nach, they have everything stored in the actual
arm. Who?
Oh.
Yeah, so, no. So the crown, since it's made to serve the sefer Torah, talk of that, the place can speak out. There's a fairish tonight on that. But old ones, I hear, you know, old ones. Now, what about, okay, so mitzad the Aron, it's okay, but what about mitzad the Sefer Torah? The Maisa is a chayiv kvura. So the Noid Behuda says, and Ramosha also has a tshuva about it, that there's no chayiv kvura. It's not a chayiv to bury it. It's a chayiv not to treat it bebizayim. So if you're fakir, you're treating it in a kavadik way by putting it into the Aron, there's no chayiv to bury it. No, the chiv is just that it shouldn't become a bezayin. But if you want to hold it in a kavadik away, that's absolutely okay. Now, Ramosha,
isn't there a difference between finding a psul in a letter that you have to put it back so it's absolutely easily fixable?
So the Nebuchadnezzar just says, no, there's no difference because they're both fixable. This is just more expensive, so that doesn't matter. Theoretically, everything's fixable.
In one letter, do you have to fix it or not?
Some of you have a chiv. I don't know, probably. Because you're not allowed to hold Sefer Torah Psul Mechatzchir. You really should not be having Pasul Sefer Torah in your arm because people may use it. So it's a shtickle mechshol also. Now, Ramosha has a shayla. It's an unbelievable tshuva from Ramosha. Have you ever been to a museum? Or even in a shul, I've been to shuls, and they have in the lobby or in museums that they have old yerias of a Sefer Torah.
Yes.
Oh, this is from the old shul in Prague, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what type of business is this? You're using it to display something as an exhibition? It's chiv kvura. You have to treat it with kavod. What is that? So Rishon Zalman writes that taka, you should not sell a Sefer Torah to a museum because after their exhibition is over, what are they going to do with it?
Put it someplace it shouldn't
go. Put it together with the Indian headband that they found in somewhere. So.
Yeah.
They're not going to treat it with kavod. Fine. But what about, let's say, a shul or a Jewish place which wants to display this yiria and show, you know, so Ramosha has an unbelievable raya from Hanukkah, actually. The Gemara says that by Hanukkah, it says the bow pritzim v'chilulua, that the Yevanim came and made holes in the sides. They made holes in the wall of the Beis HaMikdash, and by making holes, it became nischalel. The kedusha went off. What did they do with those stones that the Yevanim knocked out of the walls? So Moshe says, L'chayr was chayv kvura, because it was part of, it was town Geniza. And it says, they did not bury them. It says that they put them in the Beis HaMoikad, which was one of the chambers in the Beis HaMikdash. Why did they put them there? Says Moshe, must be that they put them there to remind people about how evil the Yevanim were. And look, they even destroyed these stones. And now Hashem gave us a Yeshua, and now we're back and we have the Beis HaMikdash again. So it's to remind us of how bad they were and how great the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. So he says, you see, they're using something which is Ton Geniza to bring out the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a bad time is not a bazillion to the item. It's unbelievable, Raya. I mean, who would think of that? You know? So he says, so from a mission in Midos, he brings a Raya to this thing that you're allowed to display it in a way if the purpose is to show that this is how evil they were. They even were destroying the Sefer Torah, and now, Baruch Hashem, we're back to where we were. Now, that's obviously assuming that you can't fix it or whatever, and this is the only use you could do with it.
There's a difference here, because it stayed in there. When this museum exhibit's over, how does that...
That's what I'm saying. So I don't think it's a stira. I think Rosh Hashanah is saying selling it to the Museum of Arts or whatever, the Museum of Natural History, you know, whatever. Or whatever, that taki can't do. But but for a shul to display it, or a Jewish organization to take ownership over it, and instead of burying it to display it, the Moshe says maybe it's not so bad. I don't, you know, there was a shaila about giving it over to Yad Vashem, for example.
They have, I'm sure they have.
Around the country, around the world, they have from this to place.
Right, so if they're never, if there's not a chashash that they're going to completely, you know, be mevaze it, the etzem fact of displaying it and not burying it, Ramosha says is not, you know, he doesn't love it so much, but he basically says it's okay, and he has this raya, which is the Goynes de Karaya, you know, from it's a genius raya, from the stones of the Yevanim, like, unbelievable.
Based on the raya, why wouldn't he love
it?
What? Based on the raya,
I'm saying he's right. I'll tell you his lashon. His lashon is... About often shiuro it's a lizikar and rishas hanatzis who aids a bizayin of a mistavish ain't a bizayin v'ain lanu levadis bilibein ulamashu bizayin. It's probably not a bizayin, and I have a little rye that it's not a bizayin. Like he's not so bought in, but
he's certainly not saying it's awesome.
No, he's not saying it's awesome, that's for sure, right, right.
For sure. There is some merit to see the destruction in order to give the...
He has a tzad, maybe we should take it off the Atzei Chaim so it shouldn't have a real Kiddush to Sefer Torah, whatever, fine. Now... Right, right. I mean, Ramosh has a whole long tshuva, very, 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 very involved tshuva. If you, and this has happened, you know, people went into places in Europe and they got 30 Pasul Sefer Torah. So Ramosh says, are you mechuyev, or are you allowed to take them apart and figure and try to put them together into one Kasha Sefer Torah?
That's the other ones.
You're ruining the other ones.
Yeah,
so
right.
You're, in a way, you know, are you allowed to do that? You're making one. So basically, it's a very involved tshuva. I think he ends up saying it's okay, but it's interesting. Interesting shayla. Now, there's two other nekudos here that I wanted to touch on, which is one is the main one is what happens if something's pashat not usable anymore. You have these old decrepit the Aron Kodesh is mamash falling apart. It's all, you know, cracking in all sorts of places. You just want to replace it, and that's it. It's not really usable now. It's not usable for that, but it's theoretically usable for something else. So, what did we say? What did the Mishnah Megillah say? That an Aron Kodesh you're not allowed to use for a bima. Right? So here's the Shiloh of the Taz. The Shiloh of the Taz is, what happens if I have an Aron Kodesh, and I can't use it for Aron Kodesh anymore, but I could cut out enough wood to make a bima out of it. But a bima is less Kedusha than an Aron. So is it better to just bury it, get rid of it, bury it, or is it better to at least use it for something? But the problem is, what you're going to use it for is less kadosh than the thing it started off as. So, what's better? Is it better just to bury it so this way you're maintaining the Kedusha? Or no, use it for something. Just what you can use it for is going to be less Kedush than what you started with. You hear the Shaila?
The Gemara brought down the situation from a big garden to
you go,
a small
You go bury it.
What? That's not the same level.
You go bury it. I would think that nowadays people would think pashtus would be, use it, like, come on, you know. What?
You don't want
to
waste.
For sure, we've just been going to this year now. We know
right, right. Yeah. I would have assumed that most people would be pragmatic and say, look, what are you gaining by burying it? At least this way, you know, you may.
Right now, that's worth zero.
Right, okay, so cover both. So look at the booklet, if you have the booklet, we'll see halacha, and they wanted to prove the halacha from this din. Very interesting din.
Okay.
The din is, if you have an old mantle of a Sefer Torah, it's on page 30, it's a fascinating halacha, page 36. It's a short halacha, one line, page 36, Siv Dalid. It's the fifth line from the top of the page. Page 36 in the booklet. He says like this. Mitpachay sifrei Torah shebolu. An old mantle of a Sefer Torah. That's not usable anymore. The mantle is the cover. Yecholim lasis mem tachrichin lemeitz mitzvah. You can go ahead and make tachrichim out of it for a person who's a meitz mitzvah. The guy's a meitz mitzvah. That means he's poor. He has no money. And he has no way to afford tachrichim, which is the shrouds that you bury the mason. So take the old the mantle of the Sefer Torah and make tachrichim out of it. So what in the world is that all about? Why are you allowed to do that?
Meis mitzvah is the highest level.
Meis mitzvah is higher than...
I wasn't basing on meis mitzvah, but over here you're taking out and you're going to use it for the bimah. So every single week people are going to constantly see it and be using it and say, oh, that used to be the Arna Kodesh, but by here, first it's going to be buried. No one's going to see the topic. No one's
going to
remember about the mantle, so it's not like
a desire. But it's a level of Kedusha that you're lowering it itself.
Like you're doing Kavanah Meis.
Yeah. Okay, so there's two pshatim in this. So some want to say, you see from here, that once it's not usable anymore, may as well use it for something. Go with the pragmatic approach. The look, what's your choice? Get rid of it. Okay, at least this way, you use it for tzedakah. We're talking about a Meis Mitzvah. We're talking about, the Mishnah Berurah says, that this guy, you're going to have to collect tzedakah otherwise to bury him. He's mutal on the tzibur. The tzibur has to make sure that he's buried appropriately. So good. So go with the pragmatic approach. You're going to burn this and have to raise money for this? No point. So that some say that. But some say, no. And that's what the Taz holds. And the Taz holds, if it's not eligible, it's not usable anymore for the higher level Kedusha, you're allowed to lower it and use it for something, which is a mitzvah.
So why teach that the halacha in the first place?
No, when it's still usable, but I don't feel like it. It's still usable. But this time it's unusable anymore. But others say, Gevaldik HaPshat, which if you notice the words in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, Vizui Gnizasan. He says very posh. What are you going to do with it? You're going to bury it. Okay. So excuse the pun, kill two birds with one stone. Right? You're going to bury it anyway.
Let's bury
right? So bury it, but have it buried together with the guy. What's the difference? You're being Mekayim both. You're Taka burying it, you're Taka do Gniza, and while it's being buried, it's also being used as tachrich for this guy. Now, Tchias HaMesim, this guy's going to have a big shayla, right? He's going to get up, and all of a sudden, he's like walking around like a mantle. I'm mean, like...
Oh, he's going to be super holy.
What?
Isn't it going to be super holy?
Or? Well, it's a whole shayla. What happens when in Tchias HaMesim, you're mechuyev in mitzvahs, because we bury Mesim without tzitzis. So when they get up, they're going to be doing an avera. What's the story with that? So it's a whole sugya. So this guy's going to get... If you go with the pshat of the Taz, it's good, because pshat is okay. This guy's a poor guy. Now... But if you go with this other pshat, so it's because we're going to Mekayim Geniza. Good. So, you know, talking what's going to happen last of Lava when he gets up. He's going to have to rip it off right away. But I'll call upon him. Right. But this is the pshat of the Bach and others. What?
He's ripping off what?
No, because he's going to wake up, Tchias HaMesim, he's going to be wearing a mantle.
He's wearing a mantle.
And now he's taking it out of the grave.
Why would somebody be buried in a mantle?
That's what we're saying, because the mantle was not usable anymore. So that was the question. What do you do with it now? You have to bury it. So the Gemara said, the Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to bury a poor guy and dress him in the mantle. He has no clothes. He doesn't have shroud. He doesn't have tachrichim. So you may as well use it for a mitzvah. But I'm saying, or the pshat is not may as well use it for a mitzvah, but the pshat is because you're actually being mekayim both of them. You're being mekayim the geniza and helping the mace. So you may as well do that. And that's why. The Chassam Sofer wants to know, you're allowed to take wood from an old aron and make it for the coffin.
Well, According to Pshat, yeah.
Were you going to do an image because it's easier to it, right?
So the Kaf HaChaim says it depends. It says in Eretz Yisrael you can't, but in other places you could. Why? Because in Eretz Yisrael, the coffin is not buried. You take the aron, and then when you get to the grave, you just bury him in the ground without a coffin. So then what are you going to do with it? Oh, you know, temporary hold, use the coffin, bring it back, and then put the Sefer Torah in? I mean, you can't do that. So that you can't do. But if he's actually being buried in it, so then L'chari you're allowed to because of the same point as the Tachrichim. That the idea is he's being buried in it, so therefore you're accomplishing both. You're burying him with the Tachrichim. Now, there's another halacha here. Okay.
Isn't there a Jewish in there that if you take the mantle, don't you have to put it in like a plastic bag, or we said
Klicheres? No. So Klicheres is only for the Sefer Torah itself, not for the mantle.
But you don't have to bury it in like a plastic bag?
No. Only the Tachrichim. Only the Sefer Torah, but not the Tashmishim. Okay? Now, the next halacha in the Shulchan Aruch is Sefer Torah Shabala Manichin Oisa B'Klicheres V'Goinzin Oisa B'Kever Talmud Chacham. So the halacha is, if you have to bury a Sefer Torah, you should bury it in the Kever of a Talmud Chacham. So now, why are you doing that? You should bury it together with the Talmud Chacham. Well, why are you doing that? Is it for the covet of the Sefer Torah, or is it for the covet of the Talmud Chacham? So some say it's for the covet of the Talmud Chacham, that he gave his whole life to Torah, so therefore he should have, you know, the schos of having the Sefer Torah with him.
Okay.
I know they showed a picture that by Rav Shach's Levi, they stuck in volumes of the Avi Ezri into his kever. Avi Ezri is the Sefer he wrote. But
is this a kosher Sefer Torah?
I think he asked for that.
It's clearly a cover for him.
No, because right. As he's going up to share it.
Sefer
in
the ground?
Maybe it was, I don't know how good it was. I don't know what, yeah, I mean.
Old.
Huh? It could be his own personal copy, I don't know.
Yeah. The sacred Torah that is puzzle that you're going to bury with a kosher Jew, that's
puzzle right. Just means you're not allowed to, it has problems with the letter, but it still has Kedusha Sefer Torah. It was used. Apparently the Geshar HaChaim says that today the Minhag in Yerushalayim is that they do not do that. They just find a separate place in the cemetery and they bury the Sefer Torah separately. They don't do this thing. Now, so bottom line about this Shaila is a very interesting, it's very unclear. Again, the Shaila is, if something is not usable anymore, are you allowed to at least be pragmatic about it and use it for something as a mitzvah or just bury it? The Taz hold, use it for something. And that's, I print that on the back of this page, the Taz. And the Taz says, all the way in the bottom, near the end, where it's Lulei Dimistafin, I mean, I underlined it all the way in the bottom, like five lines from the bottom. Lulei Dimistafin, Amina Milsa Charta. I want to say a Chiddush. This is you're not allowed to go down in levels. That if it's still eligible to be used for the higher level. It's only eligible to be used. It's only shaykh to be used for the lower level. At least do something. As opposed to doing nothing with it and burying it. Viraya, and he brings a raya from this mace mitzvah business. Okay, because he says obviously if it would be a good mantle, you wouldn't be able to bury a mace with it. So obviously the idea is because of that. That's the Taz's right. Yeah? The Bukhar Shar, which is like I think he was very early. The Bukhar Shar has a very interesting question on the Taz. He brings a question from the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says that there were certain begadim that the Kohen Gadol used every year. What did he use? He used Bigdei Lavan. He used, for part of what he did, he used regular begadim of a kohen that a kohen hedjut would use the whole year. So the Gemara says, what do you do with these begadim after Yom Kippur? Can you use it for the next year Yom Kippur for the kohen gadol? No, because the Gemara says that you can only use it for 1 year at a time. Pimus of the Sfasema says, because the pshat is that if you're still working the next Yom Kippur, what you worked on this Yom Kippur, it means you're wasted the whole year. So next Yom Kippur, you better not be working on the same things you worked on last Yom Kippur. So he said, that's why the Kohen Gadol shouldn't be wearing the same clothes he wore last year this year. That's the Sfasema says, nice pshat. But anyway, the point is, he can't use it next Yom Kippur. So Terah says, okay, so let a regular Kohen use them during the year. No, that's
can't
it. Can't downgrade it. So therefore, what do you do? Bury it. According to the Taz, your two options: either bury it or give it to a kohen hedyot. At least give it to the kohen. At least give it to a regular kohen to use the rest of the year. What are you burying it for?
Yeah, but you could use it. You're just not supposed to.
No, you're not supposed to use it next year for the Kohen Gadol.
Yeah, but that's if you could. It's not like
so that's the answer. The answer is the answer to his raya. You hear the raya? The raya is, the halacha, what you do with these things, you have no option of going up. Your only option is to go down. So it's more bury it. So why burying it? At least go down, according to the Taz.
They look exactly the same as they're designed, but they look exactly the same. Like, no one's even going to know that.
Something. Right, exactly. It's not a Bezayin issue. It's a Kedusha. It's a Kedusha issue. So what's Pshat? So he says, Gevaldik a Pshat. That's what Menashe saying. So Pshat is the answer, the Acharonim want to answer that for the Taz, that the Pshat is that over there, over here we're talking about, you have to be going as it practically. It's not eligible. You can't use it for anything. So therefore, figure out what's a better use. Okay. So that, you know, maybe the Taz is right. But here, if the Torah wanted you to use it for kohen, would have said that.
It says
bury it because it's not just you can't use it. This is a halacha that you should bedafka be going. Is it? That's kufa. It's din. So that's the psak halacha on this. It's a positive thing that we want it to be put away. We don't want it to be used again. So therefore, it's maybe not a raya. Now, do we pass like this Taz or not? The Mishnah Berurah did not bring down the Taz. He says he doesn't like the Taz. Rav Moshe and Tshuva says we do go by the Taz. And therefore, it would seem like there is room to be bankable that if something's not so eligible to be used, if something's not really shaykh to be used anymore at all, and the only question is, do you want to use it for the lower kedusha? Maybe you would be permitted to do so. Okay? So I think that's this. I think next week I want to talk about tzitzis and like tashmish and mitzvah. And then from there, I want to talk about Seamus and all this stuff. Like, what are we going to do with this thing, this pamphlet, after we're done with it?
No,
Seamus, burial, burn it, recycle. What do we do with it? Okay, we'll get to that topic also. Okay.
Do we rely on...